Oh, poor Kerplop. He's lost in a world of wacky thoughts.
Yeah, but he can get out of it if he works hard to get the wacky thoughts out of his mind.
So here's the first bad luck thought.
We call the first bad luck wacky thought the mind reader.
The mind reader causes you to worry about what other people think about you. It believes it has special powers to see inside people's craniums and figure out what's going on inside there.
That's why it's wacky. You can't read another person's thoughts. But the mind reader tries to convince you that you can. Knowing someone well enough to guess their thoughts would be okay. But remember, all wacky thoughts are negative or exaggerated. So when you mind read, it's believing other people have really awful thoughts and feelings about you.
Now, it's normal to try and read your friend's mind or complete their sentences. Let me show you how easy it is. I'm going to say a few words, and you try to figure out what I'm thinking. Ready? Okay. I'm thinking I might rent a movie for my kids to watch. But which one? How about the one with the kids and the animals that talk? The one where there's a battle against good and evil.
Harry Potter?
Animals talk in that one?
Yeah, the snake talks to Harry at the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
No, this one has a queen.
Enchanted?
No, this one starts off in England and there's a wardrobe and... That's right.
Now that was a simple example of how we try to read people's minds. But did you notice that you made guesses with very little information and that your guesses were wrong at first?
Yeah, we thought we knew it for sure, but really, we didn't know enough to make a good guess.
That's exactly what the mind reader does. It makes guesses without enough information.
But the problem with a mind reader is that it's not nice to you at all. The mind reader tells you, those girls don't like me. He thinks I'm a klutz. My teacher thinks I'm dumb. But the fact is, the other person is not making you feel bad. You are making yourself feel bad because you're mind reading. The mind reader is wacky because it's negative and exaggerated.
So, let me get straight. So, if they think you think that they're thinking negative stuff, then they might start thinking it even if they weren't thinking it before you were thinking it. Don't you think? Wow! I don't know what I'm thinking exactly, but I'm getting worked up!
Dude, stop being a think tank, Crank. Maybe they're not thinking at all. Ever think of that? You're sinking in a think drink. You should seriously talk to a shrink.
A shrink? What's a shrink?
Dr. David's a shrink.
A shrink is a psychologist. But really, it applies to anyone who counsels kids. So, Chris is one, too.
Oh, no. You mean I've been hanging out with a couple of shrinks? What my parents think? I was on the brink. Makes me turn pink. I think this stinks.
Lord help us. Actually, Lord help Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Back to the point. Kids who struggle with anxiety tend to guess wrong about these things more often. When that happens, they imagine other people are thinking bad thoughts way more often than they actually are.
For example, one time I was talking to a young girl, and she said,
Dr. David, I want to talk to you about something that happened at school, but I am too embarrassed.
She was so bothered, she covered her face with her hands.
Wow, she must have done something really big.
That was what I was thinking. Did she steal money from another kid? Did she skip school and get caught having something bad in her backpack? What? So then she said to me,
I didn't pass the fitness test at school. I couldn't do any pull-ups and the other kids made fun of me.
Wow. What I thought she did was 10 times worse than what she actually did. I guessed, and I guessed wrong.
Now, what's interesting is that not only did you mind read her, but she mind read you too.
Yeah. She thought I was going to think she was a major wimp, and I thought she got into major trouble. We both used the mind reader, and both were wrong.
Now, instead of giving you a talk back right now to deal with the mind reader, we're going to talk about other bad luck thoughts first, and then give you a talk back for all of them.